Welcome back to the Homeschool Advantage Podcast. I'm your host, Bex Buzzy. Today's guest is Lindsay, founder of A Heart for All Students. Lindsay has a mission to support moms and dads raising and homeschooling children with ADHD, autism, anxiety, and other complex backgrounds. They believe in equipping kids with exactly what they need to thrive as who God designed them to be. Lindsay is an ADHD homeschool mom. 20 years ago, she earned her master's in arts in teaching at the University of California, Irvine. That's when she decided she would one day homeschool. And now, they've been homeschooling for 12 years and counting. In 2013, Lindsay and her husband adopted a newborn baby boy. Their son's adoption and transition into their family radically transformed her and him as educators and began their journey into the arena of complex educational needs. And they are helping families wherever they can. In this episode, we talk about how moms and dads of children who are flailing and struggling in the public school system, that you guys can provide for your child a superior educational experience that will serve your child's long-term well-being. Also, homeschooling doesn't mean you have to teach everything. Homeschooling means that you take back your power and you make the decisions about your child's education, not the government. 3, how parents are the expert of their children. You have been chosen, and you've been chosen by God to parent your child for that exact reason. Trust him, trust his choice. Even when you think you mess up, there is hope. It's always been you. So go grab your coffee, go grab your tea and a pen and paper, because you're not going to want to miss what Lindsay has to say. Let's get into the podcast. Say hello to our listeners and tell us, what is a fun fact about your industry that will really surprise our listeners?
Well, a fun fact is that my child just walked in the door. That's a fun fact. I think every single homeschool parent can relate to their child interrupting them at just the right time, right? That's our life. So we're just going to roll with it. But the other fun fact, and I don't know how fun it is, but it's certainly exciting, is the fact that parents can, when they think of homeschooling, they don't have to think about it as teaching everything. They don't have to think about it as I have to recreate school at home. They just think they can think about it as I get to take the power back. Instead of giving the power to some other entity, I get to take it back and make decisions that are best for my child. And I feel like that is so empowering, and it just makes such a difference, especially for my target audience, which is parents of neurodivergent children that tend to struggle in the traditional system. So for me, it's like giving parents back the power not to feel so alone and helpless for their children and their education.
Totally. So I love that. And that just really segued us really beautifully into what you do. Tell us about, you know, A Heart for All Students. Like, what's your mission? Like, how did it start? What inspired you to do it?
Well, I've always homeschooled my kids. I went to graduate school. You're in California. You know, I went to graduate school and I got my master's in teaching. And it was actually during my student teaching that I decided I was going to homeschool my kids before I even had children. But what ended up happening for us is we started the traditional homeschool journey. And then my husband and I adopted, we have 2 biological daughters. And then I want to say probably about a little over nine years ago, we adopted a little boy who radically changed our world, changed my perception of what the right thing to do is as far as parenting, discipline, education, everything. This child brought me to my knees and shredded every ounce of pride that I had, although I'm sure I have plenty of it left. And so he introduced me to the world of hidden special needs, of cognitive differences, of neurodiversity, of that we have to really open our minds to reach the heart of a child. And when we reach the heart of a child, you're much more able to equip them. I was seeing parents, I was tutoring and doing teaching some classes at the time, once at a certain point, and I realized my students, I saw them so differently after my experience with my child. And I saw behaviors that I used to think were disobedience or willful. And I realized that that wasn't what was going on, and these kids needed help. So I started taking on some kids in my own homeschool, and I would tutor them alongside my own children. And I realized I was going to be able to help more children if I could reach their moms, because we mamas and we women, powerful women, will do anything to fight for the underdog, whether it's our child or somebody else's child or anyone. And so that's kind of how it started. I wanted to share what I had learned. And so my heart is really to reach the mom who's raising a child who, whether they already homeschool or whether their child is in traditional school, feels hopeless, feels like her child is never going to learn, has been told her child is disobedient, bad, kind of, all that kind of stuff. And I want to encourage her and equip her so she can equip her child to thrive as exactly who God designed them to be. Not to be fit in the box. We don't need the child to fit in the box. We need the child to be the child and grow into that person that God's designed them to be. So that was really the heart behind it.
I love that.
Lots of ADHD. We deal with autistic children and just lots of neurodiversity, dyslexia, all the things. It's been a blessing.
That's awesome. And a lot of times these different like learning styles, some people would look at it and be like, "Oh my gosh, why me? All these different things." But when you stop and look at it and you say like, "Why not me? And what am I going to do with how, what God has given me? Like, how am I going to steward it? And how can I?" 'Cause I do firmly believe that God wouldn't give us more than what we can handle. I really do. Like I do believe that he's going to give us all types of ways to be able to really, work with this. It's really kind of leaning into things, and maybe not taking things personally and why is happening to me versus why isn't what, this is happening for me. And I loved how you said that you really grew and you were on your knees. And my journey right now, kind of not what you're going through, but similar in a sense of like, I have to start adopting that mindset. Like, it's not happening to me, it's happening for me. And what is God working through me so that I can become the person that He wants for me as an adult? So, how much more for a child when I see my students, the same thing. Like, I look at my students and I'm like, man, you need to like grow into your genius. Like, I don't know what it is. And I want to work on it. I see you and I'm getting it. Like, because I get so many students and I only get them for a very short period of time. Like, they're not with me all their life. It would be really cool if they were, but they're not. I have like a certain couple of weeks, for a few weeks with them. Yeah. And breaking those molds of mindsets are really hard. They're so hardwired in society. Like, they really are. A really quick story. One of my students, I was talking to the class. I think we were at week 8 of our class. And I just really needed to know where my students were. Like, I didn't need them to do more work. I needed to find out, well, where are they? Let me ask questions. Let me see. Like, so I was really, we were having a conversation about 45 minutes, like we were just talking back and forth, me and my whole entire class. And kid, like I work online. So he types in the chat and he's like, are we going to do any work today? I'm like, we are working. Like, we're literally working right now. So, even kids who are been in traditional schools for a long time, if they're not like writing or doing some research, they don't realize that there's different ways of learning. And I love the fact that you went in, you went all in, you leaned into it, and look at what God has done through you. You know what I mean? And how you're able to help so many other families walk through that journey. Maybe they don't have to go through it as harshly as you did. Not like not and not to say that they're not going through stuff, right? But there's a ton of ways now that they have tools because you said, I'll go first and I'll do this. It's a big deal. It really, really is. So, thank you for saying yes, right? I mean, how many parents are like, thank you for saying yes, because now I can have my family back. So that's a real big deal.
Been a journey, let me tell you. And there's been lots of moments where I was, why me? Like, totally real. Like, it was awful. I mean, we went through years of awful, lots of awful, and a lot of parents are still going through it. And I have them coming to me. I just got an email this morning, like miles long, help me, I don't know what to do. And it happens all the time. And so we need each other, first of all, but we also need to break down a lot of, like you said, it's very much mindset. And we don't even realize, even just whether we are Christian women or not, both areas, we have these beliefs of what is right and what is wrong. And it often hurts children and it hurts people. And so we have to, I mean, everything has changed for me, and I've had to just radically change the way I handle even my biological daughters completely, completely differently.
Can you give us an example of like what are some things that you had to, shift your mindset on?
Specifically, I guess I would start with behavior. Actually, I met with another, she's a speech language pathologist, but she's a curriculum writer. And she and I met this morning and we were talking, and she said, if what do you say to that mom that's so overwhelmed with all the things, right? She said, so overwhelmed with all the things that she says, well, that's not going to work, and that's not going to work, and that's not going to work, and that's not going to work. Do you know how you run into that situation where you're just so exasperated as a person and you think you've tried everything, so that's not right? And I said, the very first thing has to be that child and you have to feel safe. And I know that seems very cliche, but it's the truth. One thing I have learned is that when you're teaching a child, when you are trying to communicate with another person, it has to be, and this is my thing, relationship first. Because without that relationship, especially with a child that's neurodivergent and that has walked a journey through this world being told that they're not enough, that they are bad, that everything they do is wrong, that's constantly being told that that's wrong, that's wrong. I mean, that kills your self-worth, and that triggers this defensive mode, by God's design to keep us safe. And we're designed in a way that we have to protect ourselves at times. And the number one thing I would tell a parent that's struggling with a child that is so not responsive to behavior, because a lot of these kids struggle, it looks like behavior, but they're just responding to way too much, too much pressure to fit in that box, is relationship first, is safety first, that comes first. And so I will have to stop lessons that I want to do, because my goal is to access that child's upper cortex, access their brain where they're thinking. And I can't do that without them feeling safe, because the way that the brain is designed, I don't know if that helps, but that's always going to be my first step for any mother and child, particularly, or anyone who's worried about the head butting. You get a lot of head butting with a neurodivergent children because we're trying to make them learn in a way that they aren't designed. That's not how it's going to work.
Yeah, no, and it makes sense. And I can probably speak into a little bit with like, the way our brain works. Our brains are really designed for survival. So when something is not feeling right, we're going to push back first. And it's so funny you mentioned that because even as adults, we do that all the time.
Absolutely.
When we get,
Absolutely.
new information, we're if anybody, anyone, the moment you get new information that you've never thought about, you reject it immediately. Because just that's just how your brain works. And if someone's like, no, that's not true. Someone once told me that, nope, you need to stop and think. You probably heard it once before, and your brain had thought about it, and you were molding over it. And it could have been someone planted that thought in your mind a long time ago, and you kind of thought about it, and it's gone. And then all of a sudden, it came back. Where preparedness meets opportunity, that's when it happens. But there's always a preparation that happens in the brain way before you say yes. It there just does. And so like that's why there's pushback. There just is. There's pushback. So that's how our brain operates. Everyone's brain does. Because the brain is designed for survival. Survival.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then it will look for things to agree with the thoughts. So with that, talk to us about how you work with parents and how you help them through, your parent training and all that stuff.
So right now, when I originally started, I started before the 2020 thing. I started this in 2019, and I started coaching. And so that's how I started. Where I would parents would want to pull their children out, and then they would meet with me and work with me, and I'd help them transition them out. But what I kind of pulled back in 2020, and I'm really, really focusing on my community, and a lot. I'm writing a lot. I'm doing speaking. I'm speaking, doing a lot of. I have a private Facebook community that obviously, I nurture these parents, and we create community and safety. So there's no, it's just a very, very safe environment for moms. And so anyways, lots and lots of education. I do have lots of resources. I've been creating a lot of worksheets and printables and things that are designed in a way that can be used in all different ways to meet a learner. But mostly it's through speaking and talking. And I do have courses. I have like a parenting, like if you have a child that has a lot of sensory needs, I have a workshop that's just all about how you parent that, or excuse me, parent and homeschool that dysregulated child, a child that is, their nervous system is so fight or flight that everything is like this. So a lot of times parents that have a child, maybe they have ADHD or maybe they're autistic, it will look like very oppositional. And so I those trainings teach you how to look behind the behavior, and then you can access, then when they're safe, then you can lean in and then you can help them understand why you're trying to maybe teach them what you're trying to teach them. And teaching isn't just academics. And as homeschoolers, we have such an incredible opportunity to prepare our children for relationships and how to work through, hey, right now you're feeling stressed out because this is new and scary and you've had a lot of hard times before. So even emotional awareness, stuff that we never learned growing up. So in our own, my own family culture, and I talk about this a lot, it's very much a family culture of emotional intelligence, understanding what listening to the bodies that God has given us. When we're starting to feel anxious, we need to take a breath and listen to this incredible system that God has given us and say, okay, what do I need? Like, instead of pushing everything down, that unfortunately we learn a lot in the church, it's an unhealthy way to live. Instead of doing that, we're doing a lot of bringing stuff to the light. And like, we can pause when we're freaked out, because if I can have these conversations with my children now, moms can have these conversations with their children now, that prepares them to go out in the world to be able to handle stress and handle learning and best learn, know how I learn. So I'm big on teaching your kids how they learn and then leaning into their strengths and equipping them. It's just very much individualized, and a very individualized approach.
Yeah, and your website has like a lot of resources, a lot of free, I mean a lot of free resources.
A
You
lot of
even,
free.
yeah, and you give a lot of like, what is it? Tell about a lot of different books. That's what I'm looking for.
Book
You
list.
suggest, that's it. You suggest a lot of books on there where that really can help parents navigate. Maybe like the one I'm looking at right now that looks really interesting that I just put it on my wish list because I'm gonna read that book. It's called Driven to Distraction. That one is, I that's my life.
Yes, right?
That's my life. Yeah,
Yes, that's
I
not.
know I would have been. See, me personally, I'm really kind, I'm almost kind of thankful that when I was growing up, I wasn't, you know, told like, oh, you have ADHD, because I
Right.
know I did.
Absolutely, yeah.
I yeah, I used to sit in class and my teacher would be talking, and I'm like, oh, it's not. I just don't get what they're saying. Like, it
Yep.
wasn't. I didn't want to listen. It was so hard to just. It was uberly hard to focus in on what they were talking about. Like I almost couldn't do it. And it was only certain classes. Some classes I was dialed in. I was like, whoa, like so dialed in. Other classes, I would be looking at the window, counting how many times the airplanes. I'm like, oh, there must be an airport near here. That's the fifth airplane that just the sixth airplane, the seventh, you know, and I would be doing that. Or I would be like, even in like I had to sit in the front. Otherwise, I would be counting all the tiles in the ceiling and be like, wow, I wonder how many tiles are in the ceiling. So, one, two, three. You know, like, and I would
Sure,
just be
absolutely.
distracted, just completely distracted. So that looks like a really good book. I'm gonna.
Look on my website. There is this whole article because I've really started to dive into ADHD in women and adult ADHD. And there's an entire article in like this 67-point checklist for women. And
Oh.
it's phenomenal. And I got to, when I did that article, I got to dive into the research and the studies. And you would be blown away. Just it's a great resource, and it's an area that I'm just fascinated by. And I see so many girls get missed, and so many women have been missed their whole life, and they've been called spacey and pay attention and get it together. And that takes a hit on who you believe you are. And
True.
there's reasons why we're wired this way. And it's a gifting, because you, the way that you are, that you could probably check out, is also your strength that God's using for good, because you can think of things, you can be creative, you get very passionate about what you're into, you know? And that's, yes, and that is a gifting, but so many kids are told that because it doesn't fit in this one box, their whole childhood years, they grow up feeling like this, being told they're nothing but this because of one box. Then they take that with them into adulthood. So I'm big on,
Wow.
sorry, I'll just say this last thing. Like,
No,
I'm really
say it.
big on parents checking, especially if your kids are in traditional school. I would highly recommend you think about how much time your kid, if you can, is spending in an environment that's telling them that they are not good enough. Because that is what the messages we give our children now are the ones they take with them
That's
into
true.
adulthood.
Oh,
And
yeah.
that's 80% of their lives. This is a tiny piece of their life. That's the rest of their life. And that's what they believe about themselves. And it makes a huge difference. It's a huge
Wow.
thing. So for that's the big things I'm telling parents. It's like relationship first. It doesn't take 12 years to learn any of this stuff. It does not take 12 years. It really doesn't. But we need healthy, well-adjusted people who know who they are, know what they can do, are willing to hear other people, have
Yeah.
relationships with other people. That's the thing. The academics,
Wow.
that's easy. Easy. Like if it takes them to, if they don't even start till they're 14, I'm not saying to do this, but what
Right,
I'm
right.
saying is like truly, there's so many math systems out there. You could learn 4 years of math in a year. I mean, it's
It's
just
true.
you bought into the system that is hurting so many adults. I mean, look at our population, look at the mental health, the divorce rates, I mean, it's not serving these children. We've got to do something differently. And so I just encourage parents to take back the power
I
and to know
love
that
it.
even if you work full time, if you work full time and you're a single mom, there's ways to do it if you feel led. I don't think it's for everybody. I'm
Yeah.
not like that. But I
Yeah.
just want people to know that there's ways to do it that's so different.
Oh,
So.
so good. I mean, like I'm just resonating with everything that you're saying. And it's awesome how you're from the perspective that you're coming through. I do believe, like, when I was growing up, like, so I'm 48, right? So, like, what, that's like the 80s back then and everything. So, back in the 80s, things were a little bit more harsher. They didn't
Yeah.
really have all the niceties, you know what I mean? Like, they were very, like, I mean, you
Tough.
were one or the other. Like, there was no middle ground. They didn't have all these things for, for kids and everything. So I'm glad that they didn't diagnose him back then. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
'Cause it would have
I
been a
tell you.
different kind of, it would have been definitely different.
Yeah,
So, like,
absolutely.
here now, knowing like there's ways of, about it, I think it's fantastic, and I think it's awesome that you're taking the time to do all this. So as we're wrapping up, like, where can people connect with you? Where can they find your resources? And because you have a lot of them, like, I mean, wow, I mean, woof, it's really good. Like, you can really like chew on this stuff and really get a really good understanding about this, of the whole entire thing.
So my website is aheartforallstudents.com, and that's obviously the central location. I'm on Facebook. I spend a lot more time on Facebook because of the groups.
Yeah.
The Facebook is fantastic for the groups, and that really helps create relationships. And I feel like I have a great opportunity with relationships on Facebook as far as the group. And then, I'm on TikTok, and I have a YouTube channel where I start putting short form videos out because I can give a quick nugget and get that mom who's feeling so overwhelmed and desperate. And I
Yeah.
want her to know I've been there myself.
Yeah.
So I'm basically on every platform to some degree, but if you really want to connect, go to my website, aheartforallstudents.com,
Awesome.
and there's just a ton there,
Yeah.
and we have a
And good
great team.
stuff.
We have
Yeah,
a great
really,
team.
really good stuff. I'm gonna put your link in the show notes so that way they can just click and go. So can you give us, Lindsay, one takeaway that you want to leave with our listeners today from our conversation?
I always ask, like, if I do, sometimes I'll speak at churches, and I will always ask people to think back to your favorite teacher. Think back to that favorite teacher. And every time someone raises their hand, they'll tell us who their favorite teacher is. Think of how that teacher made you feel. And 9 times out of 10, that teacher made you feel seen, made you feel valued apart from your performance. And especially with neurodivergent children, and I just mean any child that learns differently, These kids are told way too much that they are not enough, and they need to feel safe, and they need to feel loved, and they need to feel valued, even if you think, and everybody's told you, they're never going to make it. Their IQ is this big. Their speech is this way. Oh, they're this, they're that. No. God gave that child gifts, passions, talents, and they're going to do something with their life, but they need you to see that.
I
So
love it.
always think relationship first. If everyone's fighting, relationship first. That
Awesome.
guides us to for them to hear us. We can't influence them if they don't hear us, and they block us out if they don't feel safe with us.
Right. Oh man, Lindsay, it's been awesome. I could talk to you all day.
No. I enjoyed
Thanks for
it.
come. Yeah, me too. Thanks for coming on today. And guys, I will have her link in the show notes. So go for it. Go aheartforallstudents.com. You're going to be blessed. Thanks
Thank you.
again, Lindsay.
Thank you.
If you love the conversations we're having here on the Homeschool Advantage podcast, follow or subscribe our podcast to stay in the loop and never miss this amazing content. And please highly consider taking a minute to leave a positive rating and review to help others like you discover this show. See you next time.